سنين الدنيا وي ما قندوق مي سنين نهابي كوامي نواوي تشندمان قدن وي وننان. So I'm here, this is Nabik, and I'm talking about Ojibwe language. I'm Pegish Wiwi Dukago Yego Osawa Tashindaman. I hope this will help you what I'm going to talk about. Giga Giken Damin Enabadukin Babakana Kiduinan. We're going to talk about how different words are used. Minawago Gishi Gish Wewinan the Oshitu Yek. And you're going to make some sentences. My hope for these presentations is that you gain enough tools that you can go out and create your own sentences as you go along and as your learning progresses and you're talking with our first speakers in our community and hopefully these will help you. So in recent presentations, we've talked about how we talk about inanimate objects and bringing them, taking them somewhere, putting them somewhere. And we've talked about putting ingi on the front, meaning I did, or gigi in the front of those, meaning you did, or ogi, meaning he or she did. Today we're going to talk about when they bring something or they take something somewhere, and if they take more than one object somewhere. So that's what we're going to focus on today. Now, if you notice, in the past two presentations, we're using words that end with oon, like bidoon, ijiwidoon, atoon. So all these things that we're talking about are going to be are used when you have a word that's talking about using an inanimate object and ends with the oon, oon sound. So today, we're going to use another one. And this one sounds like binitoon. Binitun means to clean it. O binitu nawa, they are cleaning it. Or ogi binitu nawa, they did clean it. So today we're going to talk about ogi binitu nawa, ogi winitu nawa. When you winitun something, you're dirtying it. Winitun. So those are the two words we're going to create sentences with today. So, as you listen, you're going to hear o-gi, a-wa. And those two things kind of bracket your action and turn it into a they did. The gi is a past tense, o-gi. And in this case, they're going to clean something or they did clean something. And the word for cleaning something is binitun. So it becomes o-gi binitun a-wa, ji-ba-kwe-wigamik, the kitchen. Ogi binitu nawa jiba kwe wigamik. So ogi binitun awa. Ogi binitu nawa, they cleaned it. Ogi binitu nawa, and you can put whatever it is. It can be a table, it can be a room, it can be anything that is considered not living. So in this case, I said ji ba kwe wigamik, the kitchen. Ogi binitu nawa ji ba kwe wigamik. So, and again, if your emphasis is on the fact that they clean the kitchen and not the bathroom, you would start with that word. Ji ba kwe wigamik ogi binitu nawa. But the point today is ogi and awa. They work together to bracket the action and make it they did it. Ogi binitu nawa adupuin, they cleaned the table. Ogi binitu nawa adupuin. It can also be said adupuin ogi binitu nawa. And the emphasis there is that they cleaned the table and not the floor. So you, and also remember the word by itself, binitun, means clean it. You can also you can use that for a command to one person. Clean it. Daga binitun. Please clean it, whatever it is. Daga binitun adupuin. Please clean the table. So you can use it that way also. But today we're talking about ogi binitun awa. They cleaned the table. But what if there's more than one table? Say there's two. Or maybe 100. What we do is we just add one more syllable onto the end of it, and it sounds like this. Ogi binitu nawan adu puinun. When you say adu puinun, you're saying more than one table. You're saying tables. The un on the end of adu puin makes it more than one. Adu puinun. Ogi binitu nawan. And on the end, it's no longer ogi binitu nawa. There's an n on the end. Ogi binitu nawan. Now you're talking about more than one thing that they cleaned. Ogi binitu nawan adu puinun. They cleaned the tables. And you can put almost any O-O-N ending word like bidun, atun, ijiwidun there and it would work. Ogi bidunawa adupuin, they brought a table. Ogi ijiwidunawa adupuin, they took a table over there. Ogi atunawa adupuin, they put the table somewhere. I don't know where. Somewhere on the earth. So that ogi and awa, that's the point of what we're talking about today. That they bracket the action, whether it's bidun, ijiwidun, atun, winatun, binatun, whatever it is, they bracket that to make it they did it. Ogi winatunawa adu puin. They dirtied the table this time. They didn't binatun it, they winatuned it. So when you winatun something, you're making it dirty. Ogi winatu nawa adu puin. Or if there's more than one, ogi winatu nawan adu puinun. They dirtied the tables. Maybe their chairs. Ogi winatu nawan apabi winun. Ogi winatu nawan makizinun. They dirtied the shoes. Whatever it is, any object that is considered not alive. Ogi winatu nawan. Dupuinan. Again, the N on the end, Ogiwinatunawan, means there is more than one object being acted on, and then your objects have to be pluralized also. Adupuinan. Tables. Adupuin is a table. Adupuinan are tables. And here's another reminder, you know, as you're going along and you're gathering up words, find a way to notate those until you have them internalized into your heart and soul. So what I do, I carry notebooks around and I write down everything so we can start gathering words that we can use with what we're learning today. And those words would end with a O-O-N. So right now, you have bidun, bring it. You have atun, to put it somewhere. You have ijiwidun, to take something somewhere. You have binitun, to clean it. You have winitun, to dirty it. And I'll throw one more on, abajitun. Abajitun is to use it. So if you're going to say they are using it, o dabajitunawa, or they used it, ogi abajitunawa. Ogi abajitunawa adupuin. They used the table. Or if there's more than one, ogi abajitunawan adupuinun. Or ogi abajitunawan apabiwinun. They used the chairs. You get it? I know one of the things I like to do is as I'm doing things, I like to just say, you know, talk to myself. And just say, oh, how in the tune, onagas in the tune, a dupe winning, or a dupe win in binitun. I talk to myself and just to practice and stuff. And I used to talk to my dog all the time. And the dog very rarely would laugh at me. So that's a really good thing to do. But absolutely, you know, find a place where you feel safe to practice what you're doing, and hopefully there's people in your life that aren't, you know, making you feel self-conscious about your learning. If we can refrain from laughing at our learners, it makes our lives so much easier. A lot of us, as we learn the language and we try to use it, we're in a real fragile state. And sometimes it only takes like one person to laugh at us and we'll give up. We're that fragile sometimes. So be as encouraging of each other as we can. If we're going to correct our learners, let's be gentle about how we do it. So they feel confident and they feel like, I'm going to try and do this. Aho. Mi gwech apujibis in dawiek, mi sagunat you.